This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. Hi, this is Terry Tote, WSMI Program and Sports Director. Tally Broadcasting is celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for a special interview featuring former WSMI staff members and others associated with the broadcasting industry. We are celebrating 60 years of WSMI serving Mid-Illinois, and one of those voices you heard on WSMI AM 1540 back in the probably the late 50s was Jerry Ray. Yep. Jerry, talk to us a little bit about how you got hired at WSMI.
I guess you could say I was hired sight unseen. Hayward had put an ad in the Bible, quote-unquote, broadcasting, telecasting, wanting a morning announcer. So I had been working for several years for a station in Sioux Falls, which is the largest city in southeastern South Dakota. I worked for KELO, which was radio, AM, and also for TV. And they wanted to move me out to the Missouri River, up on a butte, if you can picture that. I asked my wife if she wanted to do that. She said, what are the alternatives? I gave a call to the number. We talked, I suppose, maybe 5-10 minutes. He says, well, we have an opening here for you that I think you'd really enjoy. We talked about what it would be, you know, and that he would get us, an apartment in Hillsboro. So we set up a housekeeping there in that apartment, joined the local then Methodist, now United Methodist Church. And after maybe 9 or 10 months, Dorothy was pregnant with our first child, and we were asked to leave. So we got other housing a little further up on a hill, kind of overlooking southeast Hillsboro.
And Jerry, you worked the early morning shift?
Yes, it was fine one. I drove the 5-6 miles over every morning. Never had a problem with the snow or anything. Except one morning, and I didn't know anything about the rising of the creek. And all of a sudden, I came down the hill from Hillsboro, and all of a sudden, there was water ahead. And I wondered, well, how high is that thing? Well, I took a run at it. I suppose it's, maybe a foot and a half or so above the roadbed. Got through it, so I was able to sign us on time. That was one of the thrills I remember. And I had a buddy who would come in every once in a while, and he was actually the custodian. Archie Cobb was my custodian for the studio, and once in a while he would get in there and get some switches pulled the wrong way, and volumes go up and down, and not too often. We kept it pretty straight. But Archie Cobb is still going strong with me, of course, over in Japan and Korea when I was a ventriloquist in the Army and in a roadshow too far east. So it was interesting bringing Archie in there. I had an interesting situation one nice summer morning. We had a back door that led out into the, I'm going to call it the pasture. So I opened up first thing in the morning just to get some fresh air in there. And when I tried to turn on the transmitters, and they wouldn't come on, I immediately called Hayward. So he came dashing out, I think it took maybe 10 minutes. And so he went back of the transmitters, looked all over, and he couldn't find a thing back in there. And then he looked in the box, which is on the inside wall, where the tower line connects to the building and into the transmitters. He looked in that box, which was up about maybe 6 feet, and there he found a dead mouse. It kept us off the air until Hayward made it out.
Do you remember some of the various programs that you would run?
The party line was Hayward's show. My shift was done at 1 o'clock, and he started at 1:05 after the news, and he approached me out in the lobby. He says, what do you think about that party line show? And I says, oh, it sounds, you know, I heard it on my car radio going home, and I said, it sounds real interesting, and I'd never done anything like that, you know, before. He said, would you like to try that out? And I said, well, sure, I enjoy it very much. So I would stay on through till 1:30, and he said, there are a couple of things that we need to keep in mind. It's a talk show where the listener is going to be asking questions at some point. The listener is going to be asked a question by you. You have to be careful to stay away from religion and politic questions, because there's always a question of the day. So I said, okay, I can handle that. And it was just fantastic. And I had a variety of questions. This one time, I asked a question that I thought was quite neutral. And I said, what do you think about the increase in postal rates? You need to remember that the postal rate then was, I think, was 3 cents.
And what did it go up to?
5 cents. And we had practically every person that called in, they were practically all against it, of course. Near the end of the program, this call came in from a man who was very irate. He says, how dare you talk about the postal rates? That's a government operation. I said, well, this is a free country and a free government. As far as I know, we should have the right to be able to question what's happening, and the government shouldn't we? And he hung up.
Might have been a postal worker.
I'm sure it was. Yes, I'm sure it was. And any postal workers out there, I apologize.
Well, Jerry, we want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today here on WSMI AM 1540 as we celebrate 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois from WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service from WSMI FM 106.1. All of our special interviews, which are broadcast on WSMI, are available as podcasts on our website, which is WSMI at WSMIradio.com. You can listen to them or download them for free. WSMI AM 1540, celebrating 60 years, and WSMI FM 106.1, celebrating 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.